Having been up and running for 2 years now, the Therapeutic Day program continues to provide space and services for kids with severe mental and behavioral health needs. Former WWNO reporter Mallory Falk checked in with the school back in the winter of 2015. And we're here with Elizabeth Marcel, Executive Director of New Orleans Therapeutic Day Program, and Monica Stevens, the Milieu Director, to discuss what changes and developments have come to the school since then. So thanks so much for joining us, Elizabeth and Monica.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start off with last time that we checked in with you, the Therapeutic Day Program had about 12 students from kindergarten to eighth grade. So tell us about what is altered in regard to the number of students or the day-to-day programming at the school.
Sure. And this is Liz, the executive director. So since we last spoke, we've now expanded to serve a total of between 30 and 36 children across two different program sites in the city. So one of our learnings was that we could not be a one-size-fits-all model in the absence of a whole variety and menu of mental health sites and placements in the city. We were getting referrals for kids with a variety of intensities of need, and we modified our program so that we have now a therapeutic day school, which was the original program where children are with us for 6.5 hours of the day, and they spend half of that time in a classroom setting doing schoolwork, and the other half of the day in a variety of therapeutic activities, so daily group therapy, individual therapy, enrichment activities that are led by licensed counselors and other staff members. And then this year we launched a therapeutic day treatment program that's located on the Calhoun Street campus of Children's Hospital. And that's serving a smaller number of children with the most intense needs who just have been too dysregulated to do the academic work at the day school site. And so about 80% of the day is therapeutic. The kids engage in a lot of play therapy, low stakes, low demand activities so that we can really prioritize their stabilization. And then they work one-on-one with a teacher at a couple different points throughout the day. And so that's been really exciting to see because the kids have responded really well to that. And then the last piece of service delivery that we offer is we do have a staff member who's dedicated to providing homebound or community-based services for children who are transitioning into our programming, transitioning between programs. If ever we're full, we can make sure that we're seeing that child both for academic and counseling purposes before they're able to be on site with us.
So tell us about the importance behind play and playing.
Sure. This is Monica. For any kid in particular, play is how kids learn. It's so important. And we see play being taken away, I think, a lot in sort of in school settings where recess is so limited. And I just think that's the wrong direction because they really need it. And especially a certain kind of play that we like to promote is what we call child-led play. Because there's different kinds of play. And kids are sort of controlled by adults all day long. And it can feel so great. I mean, think about you when you get off of work or somewhere where you've been having to do what everybody else needs you to do. If kids have time to just do what they want to do within obvious bounds, it can be so therapeutic for any kid, no matter what. The kids that we're serving in particular, though, tend to come to us rejecting or mistrustful, I should probably say, of new relationships. And so when we get to a point of seeing them being joyful and being kids, we know we're getting somewhere because that's the other thing is they often have more responsibilities on their plate than you would expect for their age.
So if there were no boundaries, what would you like to see for the school?
We would like to be the entity that provides all of the non-school-based mental health services for children and adolescents in the greater New Orleans region. So that would include launching a trauma-informed early childhood learning center for children ages birth to six, which is an area of particular passion and expertise for Monica. We'd like to expand our services to children in high school, so we are still a K-8 program right now. We see desperately the need for therapeutic residential placements in the city. Part of what can be really challenging with our kids is external factors, you know, community, environment. So we'd really like to see something that looks like a therapeutic boarding school or family environment that can provide around-the-clock care here in the city and have great outdoor options as well as a good indoor physical plant.
To learn more about the Therapeutic Day Program, which is housed on NOCA's campus, as well as the Children's Hospital on Calhoun Street, you can check out their website at www.rsdla.net. Once again, we've been talking with Elizabeth Marcel, the executive director of the Therapeutic Day Program, and Monica Stevens, the Milieu Director. So thank you again, Monica and Liz, for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
I'm Kelly Crawford with NOLA V and WWNO.